Station Space, Slot Dot Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Geeks in Space, Slash Shop Radio. We're broadcasting live from Kid Mart. It's a new place that they just opened up at our local mall.
Yeah, you can actually order here any sort of genetically altered child that you want. We figured, hey, we don't have any progeny. It'd be a good time to pick one up.
The best part is you get to choose like whatever features you want. I've chosen to have my child have 360 degrees of eye visibility. So I've got eyes covering the entire circumference of the head. My child will never be snuck up on.
Yes, this is Jeff Hemospace. I disavow any and all knowledge of said operation.
My kid's going to have six arms, so then he can look like some Hindu god, and he can also type on three keyboards at a time.
Hello, my name is Vishnu.
Right. Oh, dear God.
Well, after last week's...
missing episode, the lost episode.
The lost episode, also known as the hard drive went south.
And hopefully this week we won't have a repeat performance of The Hard Drive Went South.
Nope.
The hard drive goes way south. Pot de.
And what we're hoping is that the next time we do this, we'll actually be recording on that handy-dandy Macintosh-enabled Pro Tools system that we see over in the corner, which isn't
paid for.
That hasn't been working yet. Do we have to drop an email address?
No.
Okay, we're not going to give you the email address of the guy that you should really... We'd really rather give you a postal address and have him letter bombed. But snail mail bombing.
Someday.
You're encouraging murder.
Someday we will have our full studio up, and then you'll have much higher quality sound recordings.
Yes, the production stage will be increased logarithmically.
Right.
Let's see. Exciting stuff that has happened in recent times. There is a story that will be going up about NASA using maglev technology to accelerate space shuttles to 600 miles per hour before sending them off into space. Right now they are testing working with scale models that can go 0 to 60 in half a second.
Yeah, the strange part about this is that the first customer is actually going to be Domino's.
Yeah,
it's going to be, you're going to get your pizza in 30
really
seconds
or less. Yeah.
Boom! Comes through your front door window.
The worst part about the test is that they're actually using Cowboy Neil as their test bed. So Cowboy Neil has been going 0 to 60 in half a second approximately 12 times a day for the last couple of weeks.
It's all right. They're paying for the facelift afterwards.
They have to fix his boyish good looks.
Yeah, and the blackheads he's getting from the dust impacting into him. It's pretty impressive.
There won't be any long-term damage.
Just his altered state of mind,
which is like kind of like a bonus.
So there, that's been going on. The Nobel Science Prizes have also been awarded and announced, and all sorts of worthy people have received $1 million for
I lost again,
which are good. Yeah, Rob's experiment, also called How to Make Home Acids,
didn't quite win again.
I had my chemistry set, and I put the little blue crystals in, and then it turned out the liquid turned
nice.
Green.
Sold it to high school kids.
That was a whole different era of our lives.
Wonderful toys.
Oh, dear. Next!
Nokia and Intel.
Nokia and Intel have they've announced that they're working together to create a set-top box. For TV, basically, which is kind of interesting because Intel's got this huge amount of technology that they've built up around all their compression codecs. Plus, you've got Nokia, who's got all their wireless stuff, so I guess we're going to have wireless internet TV.
That would be excellent. Except, can you play Soul Calibur on it, is really the question.
That is the ultimate test. I'm still looking for, if it can do Tetranet, I'm okay with it. That's pretty much where I'm stuck.
So what distro is it going to run?
That's one of those things. Oh, we didn't mention that it runs Linux. That's the other odd thing about it. It's actually supposedly going to run Linux, and the press release talks about using open source technology. So they've got their buzzword quota in.
Yes, yeah. I'm currently using open source technology to hold up one end of my books on my book stand.
Technically, that's a book, dude.
Oh, well... It's no,
but
dude,
you see,
I call them a community.
Is an
open
technology. You don't have to.
If it was the Emacs manual, then you could probably count that. But that's GNU. That's GPL. So.
Yeah.
Loki Gaming has announced that Heretic 2, Heavy Gear 2 will be ported to Linux. They're also doing three more games with Activision porting more stuff over, but. We are
Yay!
On the Heretic 2 beta testers list, so I'll be doing a lot of very important testing. Extremely important.
It's important to make sure that all of your,
sync rates and stuff are working.
You get
are
a case
properly.
Of beer,
and then you begin the beta testing.
Dude, I don't know about this particular feature.
This frame rate, this frame rate is like 2 frames a second.
Dude,
you are so drunk.
Wait, did I just black out?
I'm dropping frames.
So no submitting bug reports while you're drunk. That's today's software tip.
Bug reporting is bad while drunk. Genetically engineered children.
That's right. Yep. Seeing how we're broadcasting from, what, Kid Mart.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Cowboy Neil over there at that discount Kid Mart.
Next door, he's trying to get a refurb.
All the features with none of the return policy.
That's right. You're still going to be hard-pressed. You're not going to find a good warranty if you go down to the discount kid place.
Yeah, dude.
What if you find out that he mutates at age 10?
If the mega child.
Hello, father. I will destroy you now.
He's got wings and claws. Imagine what happens when the teenagers, like, you know, as part of puberty, you know, they get claws and fangs. Ooh, we could breed vampires.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Actually, like what I'm imagining is, like, Lorthax will hit age 10, and at that point, to continue growing, he'll have to suck Potter's body dry. So he'll come into a shriveled, desiccated heap that once was Potter, while Lorthax takes flight over the...
As far as I can tell, the theme of this show is beating up Potter, I think.
We've had him killed by genetically engineered children,
mutant children.
At 60 miles an hour from a particle accelerator.
By NASA.
Geeks in space, because we hate Potter.
We got nothing better to do. Except catch a plane in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, ALS at
by the time
Linux
you hear
showcase,
this, we'll probably be in Atlanta.
We will be in Atlanta.
Exciting.
Yes, I'm quite looking forward to that.
It's going
to
be warmer.
Yeah, it will be warmer. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a big crybaby about the whole going places.
Well, because we've got to go to Vegas for Comdex, and we've got to go to New York for the bazaar.
It's a hard life.
I'd like
blind
to
all these places with all these corporate expense accounts.
It's a hard knock life for me.
Oh, dear God. Hey, we need to talk about my favorite story today, which is that VA O'Reilly and SGR are sponsoring Debian in a box.
It does seem kind of weird.
They shrink wrap a developer inside of a box.
Yeah, you get to open him up.
Hi, my name's Shayla. What?
Now, what you really just need is you need a little, all you need is a CD that has apt get on it.
Right.
Somebody really fine.
Well, not everybody has a T1 in their house.
They should.
No, it's pretty sweet, though, because they're only selling it for $20, all giving the profit back to SPI. So that's all good.
Good thing.
We get more Debian action.
See, weren't you talking about earlier Debian this action. Morning about doing a subscription-based?
Yeah.
I think that'd be great. Once a month, you're mailed a CD. $20 a year?
Be more than $20 a year.
Well,
I think
40.
Right. I think we just need every ISP should have a local mirror.
That's true. We could just have a local mirror as we have a T1. I realize that requires, you know, more than just writing out a check for $50 and, you know, having the CD mailed to you. Really what it is the subscription just needs to be, you know, you get the boot CD once a year. Here is the latest APT worth of the archives. Hurt yourself, please.
Well, see, that's,
beware
that's just one of
razor
those
sharp edge.
Totally would be worth driving to just because... Not so much for the, hey, I've got the CD, but for the, hey, I'm giving money to something that deserves it.
True. Good Samaritanism.
Yes. Yes. No, Good Samaritans I think, involve people dying.
Yeah, when someone's in trouble. I don't think Debian's really in trouble.
I don't know, dude. What's one of the distributions that nobody uses?
They're coming up there. You're going to get them.
Nice. Be nice.
No political maneuvers here.
That's right. Right.
Yeah, well, SUSE, everybody in Germany uses SUSE. It's
who's
crazy.
Using Slackware nowadays?
Everybody who was using Slackware 4 years ago is still using Slackware today.
Sure enough.
We refuse to change. It is all tarballs.
We fear change.
Package management is for the weak.
Oh, whoa, dude.
All right, that sounds like it's about it. We're going to kind of cross our fingers and hope that this episode actually recorded correctly and that our hard drive doesn't crash.
Exactly.
If you're hearing this message, it means our hard drive didn't blow up. Hopefully, we'll be back next week from our new studio. Cross your fingers. We've got a pool going on if it'll actually be there. We'll keep you posted.
All right.
Catch you guys later.
All right. Bye.